From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Madeline Baxter with this news. The search continues for two missing climbers who did not return from their ascent of the Mendenhall Towers last week. Winter weather has made it difficult for rescuers to search for Ryan Johnson of Juneau and Marc-André Leclerc of British Columbia on the Mendenhall ice field. They were due back last Wednesday, the same day a snowstorm hit Juneau. Johnson and Leclerc were dropped off near the towers on March 4th and were due to return 3 days later via the West Glacier Trail. Both are experienced climbers, but neither carried a satellite phone or emergency beacon with them for the trip. Family and friends last heard from them on March 5th. The Alaska State Troopers were notified on Wednesday when the pair did not arrive. Searchers located some of their gear on the ice field last week, but poor weather prevented search efforts on Saturday. Troopers reported that the Alaska Army National Guard was able to launch a helicopter from Juneau with members of Juneau Mountain Rescue on board on Sunday during a weather window. The helicopter searched the south face of the towers, but did not locate any additional clues before having to turn back. In a Facebook post Sunday, Juneau Mountain Rescue said they would resume the search at the first available window today. Juneau now has a seat at the table in deliberations over whether a Canadian power company can buy the city's electric utility. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska ruled Friday that the city and borough of Juneau will be allowed to intervene as a party to the negotiations between Hydro One and Alaska Electric Light and Power's parent company, Avista. According to the order, two members of the five-person board dissented. Juneau Assemblymember Jesse Keel said being a part of the discussion will help protect residents from unreasonable rate hikes in the future.
By intervening, the city and borough of Juneau is a full party to the proceedings at the RCA. So we really have the opportunity to present evidence and make arguments and participate at a full level.
The RCA's decision to approve or deny the acquisition of Avista by Hydro One is due in late May. That means the city's attorneys will have to work quickly. A pre-hearing conference is scheduled for Thursday at the RCA headquarters in Anchorage. And it's back to the drawing board to find a mascot for Juneau's combined high school teams. Students decided Saturday that Thunder Bears, which students across the district chose last month, needs to be reevaluated after an alternative meaning was discovered online. Flags were raised after students and district administrators learned of an UrbanDictionary.com entry defining Thunder Bear as a term for people who drink too much, usually of Native American descent. It's not yet clear if high school students will be asked to vote on the new mascot again. And looking at weather for today, rain before 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 43. Tonight, a 10% chance of rain before 7 p.m. And that's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Madeline Baxter.